请大家打开罗马书第八章。
Please turn your Bibles to the book of Romans, chapter 8.
本来我想跟大家一起思想生命记。
I had intended to share with you the book of Ecclesiastes. Deuteronomy.
但是呢，我的心还在淫秽，所以我还是要跟大家再讲多一次有关这个成圣，这个 sanctification。这件事情跟圣经辅导之间的关系。
But my heart is still in church camp, and I feel a burden to share with you, on the topic of sanctification.
因为我们在读旧约，所以我们大家都在生命记，所以我想本来想跟大家讲生命记，所以我想如果主允许下主日，我们跟大家讲生命记。
But as all of us are in our reading plan, as a church, we now are in, the book of Deuteronomy, and so I do wish to preach on Deuteronomy, and Lord willing, we will do so next week.
但是呢，在营会里面，我跟大家好多人谈话的时候呢，觉得有需要在讲这个基督徒成圣的这一方面的真理。
But as I spoke to many of you during camp, I felt like there was a need to talk further about this path of sanctification.
所以当我们讲到圣经辅导的时候，我们都讲到我们的挣扎，我们跟世界的挣扎，我们跟罪的挣扎。
Now when we spoke about biblical counseling, we also talked about this struggle that we have with our flesh as well as a struggle with the world.
所以当我们在跟罪挣扎的时候，我们觉得非常痛苦，我们觉得非常难过，我们觉得非常无助。特别是在罗马书第七章里面讲，我愿意的我不做，我不愿意的我就去做了。
And as we struggle with our flesh, we often feel pain, we often feel even hopeless. And it is like as Romans 7 says, what I want to do, I don't do.
所以我们每一个人心中都知道自己有一些事情是不应该做，但是我们还是去做。这个在圣经里面就是叫做罪。
And when we struggle with our flesh, when it's the things that we know we shouldn't do, yet we still do, in the Bible, that's called sin.
很多时候，甚至有些人不能够控制他的舌头，很多人不能控制他的思想，他的心充满了怨恨。这些呢，在圣经里面把它归纳为罪。所以我们要怎么样才能够胜过呢？
And this manifests differently in different people. Some of us cannot control our tongue. Some of us carry anger around with us. All this is considered sin in the Bible. How should we deal with this sin?
所以我们要怎么样的来胜过圣经？有没有教导呢？
Does the Bible teach us how we can overcome these sins?
在圣经辅导的时候呢，我们常常碰到这些问题。
These issues constantly come up when we're doing biblical counseling.
我们每一个人都碰到这个问题。
In fact, all of us encounter these issues.
我们每一天都在跟罪征战。
Each day we struggle with that sin.
所以你要知道为什么作为一个基督徒我们还在跟罪征战呢？
So we need to understand why as Christians do we still struggle with that sin.
所以我们首先要知道当我们还是一个罪人的时候主耶稣降世为人要来除掉我们的罪。
We need to understand, first of all, that while we were still sinners, Jesus came to this earth in order to pay the price and remove our sins.
当我们在挣扎的时候，我们需要主耶稣，我们承认耶稣是我们的救主的时候，他就救我们脱离罪恶。意思是在法律上，我们已经是得救成圣了，已经完全了。
And when we repent of our sins, when we want to turn away from that sins, Jesus leads us to salvation. He died on the cross to pay the price of that sin. And legally speaking, we have been completely saved.
所以当我们在神面前相信接受耶稣基督那一刻呢，我们在神面前是已经无罪，因为主耶稣除去我们的罪。所以在这个 legal standing, 就是说我们在法律上我们的位置呢是已经得救的。
If we repent of our sins and we believe in Jesus, our sins are paid for. That means, legally speaking, our position is that we are legally saved.
如果是得救了, 为什么我还会犯罪呢? 为什么基督徒还会, 跟罪征战呢?
But if you say we're legally saved, why is it that we still, as Christians, continue to struggle with our sin?
圣经里面有没有这样的教导呢?
Does the Bible talk about this struggle?
其实你仔细看, 圣经充满了这样的教导。
The truth is, if you look carefully at the Bible, you will see that it is full of this teaching.
因为圣经里面一直告诉我们, 不要犯罪, 要致死你的身体, 要追求, 为什么这么多, 的教导, 这么多的指示说, 不要做这个, 要做什么, 意思说我们还会做这个, 也需要做那个, 所以不要犯罪, 要做成圣, 所以这个呢, 挣扎呢, 在圣经里面, 是充满了圣经, 意思说, 这个就是基督徒的生活。
You will find, in fact, throughout the Bible, this description of this struggle, and all these commands telling us to not do this, but do that, to put away sin, and to put to death the sins of the flesh. Why would there be so much teaching on what we should do and what we shouldn't if we do not continue to struggle?
所以所谓成圣的道路就是当一个基督徒信耶稣之后他应该过一个圣洁的生活但是这个时候开始呢他就开始跟罪征战他要过成圣的生活但是他的肉体却要过犯罪的生活两个这个征战就不断的在打仗。
And now when a person comes to know the Lord, that's when this path of sanctification begins, because he then begins to fight with his flesh and the sin in his flesh.
所以在我们还没有讲下去的时候呢, 让我们看一看圣经里面哪里有讲到这个字 sanctification 或者成圣这个这回事情。
So before we get into this, let's first look at the Bible and see where this word sanctification is mentioned.
就好像彼得前书一开始的时候他就说耶稣基督使徒 彼得写信给这散住在这个本都加拉太加波多加等等这些地方然后他说什么呢他第二节说就照做父神的谦见被拣选借着圣灵得成圣洁这个 sanctification 或者是成为圣洁就在这个字出现
At the opening of 1 Peter, it says, To those who are elect exiles of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia and Bithynia, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, in the sanctification of the Spirit.
所以这个是成圣的意思,就是靠着圣灵使我们成圣。
And this means that we depend on the Spirit to be sanctified.
这边稍微提一下,你注意到我们得救是因着耶稣基督成圣呢, 是靠着圣灵。
So I just want to point out at this point that our salvation is from Jesus Christ. Our sanctification is the work of the Spirit.
所以当然这个只是大概这样讲严格来讲我们得救也是因为圣灵的工作不过基本上那个成分比较高的是我们在成圣的道路上是圣灵在背后做很多这个工作。
This is of course broadly speaking because obviously the Holy Spirit is involved in our salvation. But the key agent in our sanctification is the Holy Spirit working in our lives.
我再给你看几节圣经都是这样讲提多书也是这么讲他说主所爱的弟兄们我本该为你们感谢神因为他从起初拣选了你们他拣选这个是得救的这个语言拣选了你们使你们信了真道 被圣灵感动成为圣洁, 这个 sanctification by the Holy Spirit, 就是因着圣灵圣洁, 同样的观念。
This idea is underscored in Titus 2:13, where it says, But we ought always to give thanks to God for you, brothers beloved by the Lord, because God chose you as the first fruits to be saved, and this first fruits is salvation language, through sanctification by the Spirit. And again, here the idea is that the Spirit helps us to be sanctified.
同样的,但是这个提多书3:5节,用另外一个字,就是renewal,就是说圣灵的更新,所以成圣是一个过程,神使我们越来越圣洁的意思,这个是讲 practical righteousness, 或者是说这个实际生活上的这个圣洁的过程。
Now the same concept is used in Titus 3:5, but the language is slightly different. It uses the term renewal of the Holy Spirit, and the idea is that we are constantly being renewed to become more and more like Christ. It is a practical righteousness that we live out day by day.
那么帖撒罗尼迦四章十三节就讲更加清楚了，是神的旨意要我们成为圣洁，越来越圣洁。
Now it's very clear in 1 Thessalonians 4:13 that the will of God is your sanctification.
所以你看到吗？这个字呢不断的出现在圣经里面。
So you see that this word constantly comes up.
罗马书六章十九节也是这么讲，他说按照肉体呢我们有软弱，对不对？照着人常话说，你们从前怎么样将肢体献给不义做奴仆，现在呢要将肢体呢献给义，做义的奴仆，来成为圣洁。
In Romans 6:19, it says, I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness leading to sanctification.
所以你会看到这个字 sanctification, 成圣不断的出现在圣经里面有很多很多次。让我再引多一节圣经，就是罗马书六章二十二节，他说你们既然从罪里得了释放，做了神的奴仆，就要有成圣的果子。就是说你们如果信了主，就应该过一个成圣的生活，不要继续犯罪的意思。
Let me give you one more verse. Romans 6:22 says, But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification and it's an eternal life.
所以什么叫成圣呢？它的定义是什么呢？古德恩的定义基本上是很简单。基督徒成圣是神与人的工作的过程，神跟人工作的过程，就是神来帮助我们，神推动我们或者使我们成圣，那么人也必须要努力的，人的责任也必须要努力的追求成圣，使到我们在生活中越来越脱离罪恶罪行，并且越来越像主耶稣。
So then, what is the definition of sanctification? In Wayne Grudem systematic, Wayne Grudem defines it such: sanctification is a progressive work of God and man. So there is a human responsibility involved that makes us more and more free from sin and like Christ in our actual life.
所以我们在基督徒在生活当中呢，不断的跟罪挣扎，但是我们要慢慢越来越胜过它。所以并不奇怪，如果你说基督徒啊，为什么基督徒会犯罪？其实你注意看，如果基督徒完全不犯罪，那个是谎言，因为圣经里面充满里面告诉我们，但是他告诉我们必须要不断的学习来胜过罪恶。
So this tells us that it is a process, it is a step-by-step process, and you expect that the Christian will continue to sin, but he over time becomes more like Christ. It is a lie to believe that Christians do notsin, because that it's written in the Bible, everywhere in the Bible.
但是我们要分别，这边有两个观念，一个是当你信耶稣的时候，你就马上得救，但是你的灵魂得救，但是你的身体的行为呢，必须要跟得上，来像得救的样子，这个叫做成圣的生活。
Now, let's understand that there are two different concepts at work here. The first is justification, where when you became a believer, you were immediately justified. That was a one-time event. Sanctification is a process that continues throughout your life.
就好像我们以前中国人喜欢用这句话叫做穿起龙袍不像太子，就好像以前这个康熙他做皇帝的时候才六岁的时候是皇帝，是不是皇帝有权利？是有权利，但是不像，所以要教他怎么样过一个成圣的道路。从西方的眼光来讲呢，我们有这个叫做 Princess Diary 的意思是一模一样的，他被发现是原来是公主，但是他以前在美国生活不懂得怎么样过公主的生活，现在呢他们要训练他过一个公主的样子。
There is a sort of an idiom in Chinese that talks about putting on clothes but not looking the part. And the analogy would be the story of Princess Diary, where a person who was never a princess, eventually discovered that she had royal, she was part of the royal lineage, and while she took on that role, she didn't learn, or she wasn't acting like a princess. It was a process for her to become a princess.
所以我们成为神的儿子, 我们必须要学习过神儿女的生活的样式出来。
In the same way as children of God, we need to take that process to learn to become and behave like the children of God.
这个是一个过程, 但是也代表说这边有挣扎, 就是以前的生活, 现在的生活, 以前这样做, 现在不, 现在必须要这样做, 两个不断地在挣扎。
This is a process, and that also means that along the way, you expect to have that struggle between your new self and your old self.
那么你看这个图呢, 你不用看得很清楚, 只要你看到很多 jacket, 就说上下上下就是了。 下面你还没有信主的时候, 你是处在罪中, 但是你信主之后呢, 你已经离开罪, 但是呢, 你还是有时候成圣, 有时候跌倒, 有时候成圣跌倒, 直到你将来到天上的时候, 才完全圣洁。
Now, what this chart shows you is, broadly speaking, what your Christian life looks like, or your entire life looks like, at the bottom where you have all those ups and downs was before you came to know the Lord. And you see that first vertical line, that is when we were converted, when we came to know the Lord. But then you see that that line that goes further up is that path of sanctification. And there will be ups, there will be downs.
所以我们跟大家讲说, 作为一个基督徒, 你跟罪挣扎是正常的。
And so we say to believers that as a Christian, your struggle with sin is normal.
你不要太过失望, 不要太过消极, 但是你要积极地追求。
Do not despair, and do not be overly disappointed by your sin, but you must pursue that upward trend.
所以圣经里面有很多这些正面的, 你要追求, 你要忘记背后, 努力向前, 你要向标杆子跑, 你一直要向前不断的努力。
And that's why there are many commands in the Bible that tell us to look forward and to look ahead and to continue to run that race.
是的, 当我们信主的时候呢, 我们信主那一刻开始呢, 罪就不能做你的主, 你就 罪就不能控制你, 你可以胜过罪了。
And we saw that vertical line, that first vertical line just now, when you first come to believe in Jesus. This verse says in Romans 6:14 that sin at that point will no longer have dominion over you.
所以当保罗说罪, 你信主的时候, 罪就不能够成为你的主, 罪不可以控制你。 但是你必须要愿意抵挡它, 罪才不能够控制你。
So when Paul says sin will have no dominion over you, he means that it can no longer control you, but you need to fight that sin.
所以在这个六章, 罗马书6章12节是说, 他就讲这么一句话, 所以不要容罪在你身上做, 他不能赦你, 所以你不要让他, 不允许他在你身上做王。
And that's why Paul continues to say in verse 12 of chapter 6, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body. It cannot, it doesn't have dominion over you anymore, so don't let it.
但是你如果要还是可以的。
But the implication is that if you go back, it will.
所以呢,所以你就注意到你的心思意念很重要, 你要还是不要, 如果你不要,你跟他抵挡, 你可以得胜, 但是很多时候是我们自己要犯罪, 所以我们就跌在罪里面。
And so it's very much in our hearts that whether we desire that sin or we desire to fight it, and if we fight it, then we will overcome it, but if we don't, then we will be stumbled by it.
所以你记得我们在我们的教会的营会里面讲到很多时候那个心思意念很重要的, mind is 非常重要。
And so you will remember that in our church camp, we talked a lot about the mind, and that mind is important.
所以我们心思意念, 我们一定要去抵挡它, 我们一定要去征战, 我们一定要去胜过。
And so with our minds, we need to fight that sin. We need to overcome that sin.
所以保罗在哥林多前书9章27节说, 我攻克己身, 就是我不断地管理这个身体, 要让这个身体服我这个人。 所以我们这个身体会犯罪, 但是我这个灵魂呢, 要告诉这个身体, 不要犯罪, 我们就这个征战, 而且我要胜过这个身体, 要管理这个身体, 让这个身体顺服我, 来荣耀神。
How do we fight that sin? Paul says in 1 Corinthians 9:27, but I discipline my body and I keep it under control. And that is a description of that of that struggle between our body and our spirit.
所以在这个, 腓立比书, 3章13节 也是这么讲, 保罗说, 忘记背后, 努力面前, 向着标杆, 直跑。
And that's why his advice, Paul in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 is, forget what lies behind, strain forward to what lies ahead, press on towards the goal.
所以你看到吗? 这个就告诉我们, 谁要忘记背后, 我, 谁要努力, 是我, 谁要向着标, 是我, 所以我们是采取主动, 刻意的, intentional, 叫刻意的, 去做这件事情, 是的,我们会失败, 不过我们不断地尝试, 我们不断地要胜过, 我们跟大家讲过, 我们神创造, 我们要胜过环境, 来荣耀他, 就是这个意思。
Now, he says, notice who the active agent is in this verse. Forgetting what lies behind. Who's that meant for? Me. Straining forward to what lies ahead. That's meant for me again. And I press on toward the goal. And that means there is an activeness in our salvation that we need to bring to the table.
所以我们做基督徒呢, 我们要彼此, 我们在教会里面, 彼此劝勉, 要圣洁, 要努力, 要追求, 所以我们有, 弟兄, 有这个, 658, 这个早上 6点58分的这个团契, 就是要在早上起来, 这个彼此劝勉, 彼此看圣经, 读圣经, 一起来追求。
And as a body of Christ, we need to be encouraging one another to run this race. And that's why at GBF, our brothers have a what we call the 658 Fellowship, where we gather once a month and we talk about spiritual things.
那么所以这个追求很重要，希伯来书里面说你们要追求与众人和睦，而且呢要追求圣洁，因为没有圣洁啊，没有人能见主。
So that pursuit is important, that direction, and that's why in Hebrews 12:14 it says, strive for peace with everyone and for holiness without which no one will see the Lord.
所以我们必须要追求圣洁。
And so we need to strive for holiness.
所以我们必须要努力朝这个方向去。
And we need to do it with hard work.
这个方向也是一个过程到一个过程, 因为这里特别在这个哥林多前书里面, 他说我们好像 看着主就好像对着镜子, 然后渐渐变成主的形状, 荣上加荣, 英文圣经翻译成 a degree to another, 就是一步, 下一个 another degree, 就是越来一步一步的越来越像主耶稣, 所以这个是一个过程。
This idea of a process or a progressive sanctification is underscored in 1 Corinthians 3:18. Paul says, and we all with unveiled face, beholding the glory of God, of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image of the Lord from one degree of glory to another, and it is that progressive change that we become more and more like Christ.
这个字 transform 很特别, 这个字 transform 就是我们变成这个字, 就是那个蝴蝶, 的虫慢慢变成, 它是从里面变出来的, 所以我们信了主之后呢, 里面的生命影响变成外面的这个行为, 变出来, 所以这个呢, 他是谁使到我们这样的? 你看的是因着圣灵, by who is the Holy Spirit, 在后面使到我们这样变。 所以这里呢, 出现一个问题, 我们的成圣是圣灵的工作, 还是我的工作?
The idea of the word transform here is a metamorphosis. And you can consider the analogy of a caterpillar becoming a butterfly. It is a transformation of ourselves into the image of Christ. Who does this? The last line says, for this comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. So the question is it us or is it the Spirit that does the job of sanctification?
所以到现在为止呢, 我们给大家看到, 成圣的道路是必要的, 是必须的。
Up till here, we've been very clear about the fact that this path of sanctification is necessary, it is important.
而且呢, 我们也强调大家必须要努力去追求。
And we've also said that we all need to strive towards this.
那么接下来呢, 我要给大家看这个有关两方面, 就是怎么样追求才能够得胜呢?
Now, the next thing I want to show you is the two roles that are active in sanctification.
所以在这里呢, 我就用罗马书第8章1到17节, 其实我们已经讲过罗马书, 过去没讲过, 现在我只是做一个复习, 给大家看到, 神在这个基督徒成圣的这个道路上面, 神的工作, 神的角色是什么? 那么人的责任, 人的角色又是什么?
So what we're looking at today is Romans 8 verses 1 to 17. And we have, if you've been with us for some time, you know that we've gone through the book of Romans before. Today we want to focus just on this chapter, on this passage. And it tells us what God's role is in the Christian's sanctification and also what man's role is.
在我们还没有进去看罗马书这个八章一到十七节的时候呢, 允许我再给你看一节圣经。这节圣经很清楚给我们看到，我们成圣的道路需要神在背后直接促使我们、改变我们、使到我们越来，所以神的工作非常的重要。
So to help us understand this, first let's look at Philippians chapter 2 verses there. And it tells us the importance of God God being active in our sanctification.
所以如果你看腓立比书12章12节，他说这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄们，你们既然是顺服的，不但是我在那里，就是我不在那里更是顺服，就是你们当什么呢？ 恐惧、战惊、做得救的功夫，就是我们已经得救了，还要做什么得救功夫？一说我们是得救了，但是现在做的得救功夫是指成圣的道路，要不断的追求。那么他说呢，因为你立志行事，哎呀，我做一个决定，我要去做一件事情，这个里面的立志行事都是神在背后心里，神在我们的心里运行，要成就他的美意。
This verse says, therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only as in my presence, but much more in my absence, he says here, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And you say, hang on, I thought we're already saved. This work out your salvation does not refer to salvation, it refers to sanctification and living out the life that we've been called to live. He goes on to say, for it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. So whose will is it that I'm working, that is happening here? It is God who has put that will in you so that you can work out your salvation.
当我们讲到 work out your salvation, 就是我们要成就做成得救的功夫, salvation 这个字呢是 怎么解释呢? 意思是, 你是不是得救呢? 是得救, 但是救恩完成了没有? 还没有, 为什么呢? 原来你要知道一件事情, 神使我们得救是一个, 一次过 我们就得救了, 但是神使整个世界的救恩的计划, 还没有完成, 要等到主耶稣来的时候, 才完整的得救, 所以现在呢, 我们灵魂得救, 身体得赎了没有? 我们给大家看过罗马书, 如果我们现在还在罗马书, 刚才已经叫大家看罗马书, 你看罗马书第二十七节, 我看一看, 二十三节, 他说, 我们这里, 我不但是如此, 就是我们这有圣灵出借果子的, 就是心里叹息, 等候儿子的名分乃是身体得赎，你看到吗？身体得赎，意思说我灵魂得救了，但是我身体还没有完全得救，是到主耶稣来的时候，我身体才得到那个荣耀身体。所以 salvation 是什么呢？得救吗？得救 ，already not yet， 已然未然，是得救了，不过还没有，因为整个救恩还没有完成。
Work out your salvation, again, let's clarify, is the work of sanctification, that process that we've been talking about. But then, are we or are we not saved already? Yes, we are. And in that single moment, as we said just now, of justification, we are saved. That work of salvation has started, but it has not been fully complete in all of creation. Yes, our souls are redeemed, but if you look at Romans 8 verse 23, it says, and not only the creation, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit grown inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. That tells us that we're still waiting for the redemption of our bodies, even though our souls have been redeemed and we are considered saved.
所以当然在严格来讲, 就是说我们这个灵魂得救，如果身体还没有得赎，我们这边就有征战，所以我们为什么讲说基督徒一直在征战，就是这个原因。 但是我们在将来呢，主应许我们一定会得胜，所以整个罗马书第八章就是在讲这一回事情。
The fact that our souls are redeemed, but we are waiting on the redemption of our bodies, is the reason for that struggle. It is because one is saved and the other is waiting for salvation that we struggle with our sins.
在我们还没有进入看这个罗马书的时候呢，你再看这个十三节多一次，因为你们立志行事。我们要做决定，我们立志，哎呀，我要这个，我立这个志向呢，是为什么呢？因为原来圣灵在，有圣灵在我里面，说我这个立这个志，要做这件事情，背后原来是神在那边推动，要我去做这件事情，所以这个就是整个成圣。当我们看罗马书的时候更清楚。
Now before we go further into Romans, I want you not to lose the point of verse 13 where it says, it is God who works in you.To will and to work for his good pleasure. The will that is in you is driven by the Holy Spirit that is also in you. That will is actively shaped by the Holy Spirit.
所以问题就是这样，你有没有圣灵？如果你有圣灵住里面呢，你的心思意念就会改变，你的力，你的人生方向就会改变，是圣灵在背后推动你去做这件事情。所以很重要的是，你有没有圣灵的内住，有 indwelling of the Holy Spirit。
So the question then for all of us is, do you have the Holy Spirit in you? Do you have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit? Because it is the Holy Spirit who changes our minds, our thoughts, who actively changes the way we behave so that we can become more like Christ.
所以有了这个认识的时候，我们现在来开始看这个罗马书第八章，你不用担心啊，我们不会讲很久。
Now that we have that understanding, we can jump into Romans chapter 8, and don't worry that we won't stay here forever.
因为在罗马书呢，第八章其实我们讲过了。现在呢，当我们在读的时候呢，我就是稍微点到为止，给你看到整本罗马书呢都在讲圣灵的工作。
We've already been through Romans, as we've said before, so this really is a refresher for many of you. But if you look at the whole Romans from end to end, if you look at the entire chapter of Romans 8, you will see that it is talking about the Holy Spirit's work.
所以请大家打开罗马书，我们看一下。
So let us look at Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章第一节说，如今那些在耶稣基督里的就不被定罪，整段就是告诉我们我们在耶稣基督里不被定罪，为什么不被定罪？下面就解释了。
It starts by saying, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Why is there no condemnation anymore? The rest of it explains.
你看第二节，因为他就告诉你理由嘛，因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里面释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律。
Verse 2 gives us the reason. It says, For, because the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death.
所以在这边我们看到一件事情很重要的，你一定要看到这个字。他说，赐生命圣灵的律，什么东西使我们得胜罪恶呢？原来神圣灵有一个律拉住我，这个罪有一个律又拉着我，但是靠着圣灵的律拉着我的时候呢，我就顺从圣灵，而不会被，以前我没有圣灵，我就是被他拉着就死定，一定被他拉走。现在你要知道，有圣灵在那边催促你，感动你，引导你，劝诫你的时候呢，你就要顺服，你就能够得胜。
Now I want you to note that in this verse there are two laws at work.The first law is the law of the Spirit of life, and this law has set you free from the other law, which is the law of spirit and death. Now, before we became believers, we never had that law of the Spirit of life, and so we were ruled over by this other law that only caused sin and death. Now we have this other law, having become believers, having this Holy Spirit in us, drawing us away from this sin and death.To freedom and life.
很多时候呢，我们说我要得胜，圣灵，你来碰一碰，他就得胜。不是的，神的意思是要我们去得胜，圣灵是背后催、引导我们、劝勉我们、鼓励我们。但是得胜是要我们自己去 claim 或者去得胜的，要去行动的。所以圣灵呢，我们。比较不喜欢用那个字说圣灵控制我们，圣灵不控制我们，圣灵只是在鼓动 劝勉鼓励我们，真正动是我们。
So what we're saying here is, some people say, Lord, touch me and I will be sanctified. But it doesn't work that way. The idea is that sanctification is a process that is driven or actively shaped by the Holy Spirit, but it requires our responsibility to pursue.
所以我们继续看下去，我们会讲多一点这一方面。 第三节， 律法因为软弱， 所以第三节其实就在解释第二节， 为什么怎么样得胜呢？ 他就说原来啊， 律法因为人软弱， 有所不能行， 神就差遣自己的儿子， 成了罪身的形状， 做了赎罪祭， 在肉身定了罪案， 使律法的义 成就在这不随从肉体， 只随从圣灵。
Verse 3 gives us a better idea of what we're talking about now. He says, For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do. By sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, He condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
我注意看 Trinitarian 就在这边出现，三位一体的神就在这一节圣经，我们再看这个系统神学的时候，我们讲三位一体，你看到吗？神因为人软弱，神就差遣他的儿子圣子来，圣子为我们钉十字架，然后呢使到圣灵出现了，你看到这边 从这个使我们只随从圣灵，不随从肉体的人身上，这个三位一体的真诚就在这一节圣经里面出现。Now
we've been studying the Trinity in systematic theology, and you will see the Trinity revealed in these two verses. It says in verse 3, "For God has done what the law, weakened by flesh, could not do." So God. What he did was he sent his son in the likeness of sinful flesh to die on the cross to pay the requirement of the law so that the Holy Spirit can come. And you'll see that at the end of verse 4. So that the Holy Spirit can come and allow us to walk not according to that flesh. So I want to take this time to introduce this Holy Spirit.
为什么呢？整这个罗马书第八章圣灵出现几次？
In this entire chapter on Romans 8, how many times is the Spirit mentioned?
应该是很多很多次。如果你仔细看，整本罗马书呢，提到圣灵呢很少，但是第八章出现二三十次。Many
times, in fact, 20, 30 times is the Spirit mentioned in this chapter, but not in the rest of the book of Romans. It is all condensed into chapter 8.
所以罗马书里面第八章是讲圣灵一个很重要的经章，一章圣经。
And so Romans 8 is a very important chapter on the teaching of the Holy Spirit.
现在我给你看，列出罗讲到圣灵跟成圣有关的经文列出来，我列出来之后，我稍微提一提就好了。
Now I want to just look at the different scriptures that talk about the Holy Spirit.
所以在这段里面讲到圣灵的释放，圣灵的改变。
So we're talking about the setting being set free by the Holy Spirit.
然后呢，圣灵不但使我们释放，圣灵使我们改变，而且圣灵，我们这里讲到圣灵的内住，讲到圣灵的能力，讲到圣灵的引导，讲到圣灵的领养 adoption， 讲到圣灵的见证，witness of the Holy Spirit， 然后呢，讲到圣灵的荣耀。
Throughout this chapter, it talks about being changed by the Holy Spirit, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, being empowered by the Holy Spirit, led by the Holy Spirit, adopted by the Holy Spirit, the witnessing of the Holy Spirit in our lives, and the being glorified by the Holy Spirit.
所以你看到第二节，我们就讲到说，我们被他释放了。你看到吗？因着圣灵的律在基督里面释放，原来圣灵来呢，就释放了我们。
We see in verse 2 that the Holy Spirit sets us free. And once we have the Holy Spirit in our lives, we have freedom.
那么圣灵释放了我们呢？这样圣灵的改变是什么？以前我们在肉体里面，现在我们不在肉体里面。就是刚才我们看第四节讲到说，我们这随从不随从肉体，只随从圣灵身上。
Then we talk about the changing of the Holy Spirit, or the work of the Holy Spirit in changing our lives. And we saw in verse 4 that the Holy Spirit allows us not to walk according to the flesh.
我们暂时不讲五六七八节，我们等一下会回来。我们先看第九节。第九节讲到说，这一位圣灵呢，你看第九节这里讲到说，如果你神的灵住在你的心里，你就不属肉体，乃是属圣灵。人若没有基督的灵，就不属基督。如果有基督的灵在你心里，身体就因罪而死，心灵却因义而活。意思说，这边我们信主的人有圣灵的内住。
Now we're going to skip past initially the 5, 6, 7, and 8. Let's come to verse 9 where it says, You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. But if in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you, anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to Him. In other words, if you are a believer and you are a Christian, you have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们信主的时候，圣灵释放我们，而且呢，圣灵改变我们。我们现在不在这个肉体，我们在圣灵里面。然后呢，我们有圣灵的内住，圣灵直接进到我们里，帮助我们来过圣灵成圣的生活。
So the process is we are saved and we are set free.By the Holy Spirit.
然后你看第十一节，第十一节呢，他说，如果圣灵住在你的心里面呢，这个使耶稣基督复活的就是圣灵，他也使你的生活，你的身体活过来，意思说他使你胜过罪恶。
Verse 13 also says, For if you live according to the flesh, you will die.But if by the Spirit you are put to death, you put to, excuse me, verse 14, right?
十一节。
Verse 14, verse 11 says, If the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you.
所以在这边就给我们看到这个能力，神圣灵给我们能力胜过这个必死的身体。
This talks about the empowering of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit which empowers us to live.
那么接下来呢，如果你再看第十四节，他说，因凡被神圣灵引导呢，神的灵引导呢，都是神的儿子。意思说，神的灵住在我们里面了之后呢，他就不断的鼓吹我们，不断的鼓励我们，不断的要我们去过成圣的生活，是里面这个律不断的推动我们。所以有神的律，我们就是被圣灵引导，所以这个呢，就知道我们是神的儿子。
Verse 14 talks about the leading of the Holy Spirit, and it says, For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. And this is what drives us, the law of Jesus Christ, the law of the Spirit is constantly changing us and pushing us towards a sanctified life.
所以这个呢，是圣灵在我们心里面不断的鼓励我们，不断的劝勉我们，不断的引导我们。这个呢，因为有我们，除非你是基督徒，你没有这个圣灵在你心里面引导你。
This indwelling spirit is what is constantly leading us, is what is constantly guiding us through life. And if you are not a believer, you do not have this leading.
那当然十五节就提到什么呢？是我们是神的领养 adoption of the Holy Spirit. 意思说神把我们当着儿子来，所以我们心里面很有把握，我们是属神的人。
Verse 15 talks about the adoption of the believer into God's household. And that means we can have confidence that if we believe, we are of God.
那么十六节就讲到说圣灵的见证，我们同圣灵在我们心里同作见证，我们是神的儿女。
In verse 16, if we talk about the witnessing of the Holy Spirit in our lives, and it says that the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are indeed children of God.
那么将来呢，他要使我们一起得荣耀。
And eventually, one day we will be glorified together.
当然，我现在不是很仔细的讲这八个圣灵的工作，所以你们不用担心，因为我不是要告诉你这个，我是告诉你有这回事情。
Now I'm not going to delve into the role of the Holy Spirit here and now, but I just want to let you know that this is what Romans 8 talks about.
但是呢，在我还没有告诉你人应该要做什么之前呢，最后一点呢，我要告诉你。 我们得胜罪恶的原因是因为我有内住的圣灵。
Now before I jump into man's responsibility in sanctification, I want you to not miss the point that we all have the indwelt Holy Spirit that helps to sanctify us.
没有圣灵的内住呢，我们是没有办法得胜罪恶。
And without that indwelling spirit, there is no way we can overcome our sin.
所以当我们信主的时候呢，圣灵就进入到我们心里，他在我们心里。所以为什么信主的人本来是习惯犯罪的，你一信主之后，你发现突然间你对罪很敏感，这个不要撒谎，不要做这个，不要做那个，为什么呢？是你心里面，为什么？因为圣灵已经住在里面了。
And it is because of this indwelling spirit that we are able to change. It is why you will see that when a person comes to know the Lord, there is a drastic change in their lives and the sins that they used to commit, they no longer commit. It is because of the power of the Spirit that is in us.
那么这个圣灵呢，是在里面不断的鼓励我们，不断的感动我们，不断的来催逼我们去过成圣的生活。他是来劝勉我们，好像辅导员劝勉我，要我主动去顺服神，不是来控制我，逼我做顺服神。所以这边有差别。
This Holy Spirit that dwells in us is what leads us, is what moves us to live out a life that is Christ-like.
所以在这边呢，你如果你看到他说，我们所受的第十五节，你们所受的不是奴仆的心，奴仆就是 slave， 你被管理、被控制，不是，乃是儿子，是心甘情愿去顺服，不是被逼去顺服的。
See in verse 15 where it says, "For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear." In other words, it is you're not forced into a life of obedience. You're not forced into sanctification. It says, "But you have received the spirit of adoption as sons," and that means our sanctification, our obedience is a willing, is out of a willing heart.
所以圣灵的工作是在我们里面感动我们，劝勉我们，我们心里良心，哎呀不对，哎呀我想到神的话，你想到就马上去做，不要再等，因为这个就是圣灵的工作。所以圣灵在我们里面一直使我们在挣扎，我们如果感觉到犯罪，想起神的话，你就按照神的话去做，就是顺服圣灵。如果你继续抵挡，你就使圣灵忧伤又担忧。
And so as we struggle with sin and we think to ourselves, oh, this is sin, I shouldn't do it. That is the work of the Spirit in your life. It is leading you, it is guiding you. And when that happens and you feel that struggle, turn away from that sin and turn to God. If you do not and you continue to oppose the Spirit, then you are in opposition to God.
有一节圣经呢，在旧约，我给大家看，就可以看出这个。你打开创世纪第六章，你看创世纪第六章的一段一节圣经。
And there is a verse in the Old Testament that that can explain this. If you look at Genesis chapter 6,
第三节
，Genesis chapter 6 verse 3。
当时候呢，人的罪恶在世界上多起来的时候，那边有一句话，耶和华说：“我人既然属乎血气。”我的灵就不永远住在它里面。
It says, and this was a time where sin was rampant in the world. Then the Lord said, "My spirit shall not abide in man forever, for he is flesh, and his days shall be 120 years."
所以意思什么呢？那个住那个字呢，在原文的意思就是跟他征战 ，strive， 跟他打仗。
The word here abide in, has the meaning of striving with or warring with.
意思说，原来神的灵的工作就是在我们的心里面不断的跟我们打仗，叫你不要犯罪，不要犯罪，不要犯罪。你就是有这个挣扎。如果你顺服圣灵，你就有平安；但是你不顺服圣灵，你就有这个担心，有一种忧虑，就有内疚感，就从这边出来了。
And it means here that God's Spirit is in a constant struggle with our flesh. It is constantly pushing us to turn away from that flesh. But when we are fully when we accede to God's when we follow God, there isn't that struggle anymore.
所以在创世纪，因为人不断的抵挡，神不愿意听神。他说：“我的灵不愿不会跟他们在一起。”他们只有120年，他就所以在旧约，神的灵不是永远跟他们住在人心里。新约的信徒呢，神的灵永远住在我们当中。所以不断的在跟我们征战，要我们走在神的道路当中。所以注意，是你圣灵鼓励或者是感动或者是责备我的时候呢。
When we see the Spirit indwelling in us, and in that verse in the Old Testament, it's saying that because of the sin that's on this earth, God will not let His Spirit dwell in man for a long time. In the New Testament, however, we find that the believer is indwelt in by that Holy Spirit. And it is by that Holy Spirit that we are led true to sanctification. Now let's look at man's responsibility. And it's a lot shorter because man's responsibility in sanctification is less. I give you 4 points here.
第一点呢,
the first point is to walk according to the Spirit.
第二点就是体贴圣灵。
The second is to set our mind on the things of the Spirit.
第三点就是致死身体。
The third is to put to death the body.
第四点就是你必要活。 第四点其实只有三点。 第四点是一个promise，是一个应许，说你必然活的意思不是死跟活之间，是说你活过来，就是说你苏醒过来，或者说你喜乐起来。
And then the third really is the promise that if you do these things, you will live, you will have life.
所以我们回去看第四节，刚才我们讲说四五六七，我们暂时不讲。这四五六七呢，其实它整章是在讲圣灵的工作，但是四五六七他说他圣灵的工作会在这样的人身上产生，这样的人是怎么样？他用这些形容词，我们仔细看这些形容词，你就知道啊，这个讲的就是我们应该有的表现。
Now we said just now that we would leave 4, 5, 6, and 7 for later. So let's look at them now. Essentially what these verses describe is the manifestation of someone who is living out this sanctified life.
我们从第三节看起比较完整，他说律法既因肉体有软弱有所不能行，神就差遣自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案，死。你看第四节，死律法的义成就在这不随从，所以律法的义成就在这些人，这些人就可以去做就是做成圣的工作，就随从这些人什么人呢？ 不随从肉体，只随从圣灵的人身上。Let's
start for complete picture. Let's start from verse 3. For God has done what the law weakened by the flesh could not do, by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, He condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
所以我们华文字什么叫随从？随从就是跟着，或者说，behave，或者说你行出来、做出来的事情。所以，除非我们有时候我们不明白这个字，其实我如果我们用现在的眼光来讲，是听从圣灵，就是说你随从就是听从的意思。This
idea of walking or living according to the Spirit is essentially following.
那么第五节他说，因为随从肉体的体贴，什么叫体贴呢？体贴的意思就是说，我很体贴你，就是我很明白你的心意，跟着你心意行。体贴的意思是说，我的思想跟着你的思想一模一样。This
is verse 5.
Verse 5, yes.
So verse 5 says, for those who live according to the flesh,
The next one is set
their minds on the things of the Holy Spirit. In other words, there is a oneness of mind.
这边这个很重要的字眼就在这个 set the mind. 意思是讲说，你跟随圣灵，为什么你会跟随圣灵？是因为你 set your mind， 因为你的思想圣灵的事情，因为你它的希腊文 proneo 的意思说，你有这样的 这个 pattern of mind， 就是说你的整个心思意念呢，是完全根据你有思想神的话，你明白神的话，你常常读圣经的话，然后你自然思想有这样，你就会根据圣经。所以这个很重要，对于人生的道路，怎么样胜过罪恶，最重点就在这里。
This setting your mind on the things on the spirit is really about becoming having a singular thought with the spirit. If you set your mind on the Bible, if you read the Bible, if you meditate on it, if you think on the things of God, then that becomes, that shapes your thought so that you are like-minded with the Spirit.
所以要得胜罪恶，这个就是重点。它的重点是什么？第一，你必须要得救，有圣灵内住。然后有圣灵内住呢，你常常读主的话，常常思想主的话，常常思想属灵的事情，思想神的事情，思想圣灵的事情，你就走在圣灵的道路当中。
And so, when you become a believer and the Holy Spirit dwells in you, you then read God's Word and your mind is shaped by God's Word. It then allows you to live and you're constantly thinking on God's Word. Your mind, your behavior, your whole life is being shaped to become more like Christ.
刚才我们用哥林多后书说，我们看作主耶稣好像对着镜子。加雅各书也是说，你读圣经的时候好像对着镜子。你读圣经，哎呀，发现这里，我这里做的不好，你就按照主的意思去改它。这个就是使到我们越来越像主耶稣。
Now we said just now in 2 Corinthians 3:18 that we are like looking into the mirror, and that it says the same in James that when we read the Bible, we are looking into a mirror and we are seeing how our image may not be the same as God's image, and we are conformed to become more and more like His image over time.
所以一个人怎么有这个 walk or live according to 是不是怎么样行出来呢？第一，你要有思想，然后呢，你有神的思想，你有不断的思想神的事，不断思想神的话语，你才有这样的行为。记得吗？在营会里面我们讲到这个 mind 的重要。
So how do we live and walk according to the Spirit? We first need to think like the Spirit. That means setting our minds on the things of the Spirit, letting the Bible and the Spirit shape our thoughts and our behavior.
所以我讲清楚一点，都说我们在这边很多都一直在这边有很多混乱。如果你做一件事情，你感觉到不平安，突然间想起一节圣经啊，你按照圣经去做，那个就是圣灵在引导你。所以不是说你要看一些sign or wonders， 不是，是圣灵在心里面不断的跟你征战的时候呢，你想到一件圣经，想到一件圣灵提到是属神的事情，你一想到你就去做，这个就是圣灵不断的在心里面引导你。
So let me illustrate when you go through life and you're about to do something and there is a struggle and you realize that this is not right and perhaps verses of the Bible come to mind. Perhaps you feel, you remember things that you have been taught at church. That is the working of the Spirit in your life. You don't have to look at these signs around you or omens that may tell you one way or the other.
所以你要有这样的表现，身体的表现，你要必须要思想，然后呢，你要致死。你看到我给你看这个第十三节，你们若顺着肉体活着必要死，若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行必要活。
So in order to walk according to the Spirit, first you need to set your mind on things of the Spirit. And secondly, in verse 13 it says, you need to put to death the deeds of the body. It says here, for if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
这边的 die 跟 live 不是说永生或永死，这个是说你有没有生命的喜乐，有没有这个救恩的喜乐，这个在这方面来讲。所以在这边讲的是说，如果你顺着肉身去罪的时候，你就会感觉到痛苦，你感觉到挣扎，你感觉到悲哀。如果你按照圣灵去行，你就会有喜乐。
This live and die references in this verse is not talking about salvation and condemnation. It is talking about the fact that if you don't put to death the deeds of your body, you will constantly be pained as you struggle through your sin. But if you do and you put to death these sins, then you will overcome it and you will have joy.
你注意看那个字是 put to death， 等于谋杀，等于杀死。这个是一个很强烈的字眼，怎么样对付罪恶呢？要严厉的来 狠下心来把他杀掉。所以圣经里面用这样强烈的字眼说，我们所以圣经说眼睛使你跌倒把它挖出来，不是真的你可以挖所有的眼睛你还是犯罪的，你的手犯罪你手砍掉你还是犯罪，所以不是指手跟脚的问题，是说你要很严厉的对付你的罪恶。
Now don't miss the fact that the language here is strong language. He says put to death, it is to kill the deeds of the bodyAnd you will see different, a similar language when Jesus says to gouge out your eye if your eye sins. He's not saying that you should physically gouge out your eye, because you can gouge out both eyes and still be sinning. The point is that we need to take radical steps in order to put to death these deeds, these sins of our flesh.
So 我再强调一次，圣灵的工作是在我们心里面跟我们征战，然后要我们去采取那个行动。
And so let me say again that the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives is to cause this struggle, that we might take the initiative and live according to Him.
我们再看第二节，第八章第二节再一次，这一节现在就比较很明显了，因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督里面释放了我们，使我们脱离罪和死的律。所以这边有两个律，因着圣灵不断的在这边工作，所以我们去打致死的时候，我们既然能够胜，因为他加力量给我们。
And this struggle, of this putting to death of the body is now clear when you read verse 2 again, where it says, the law of the spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. This putting to death of the flesh is possible because we have the law of the spirit of life.
所以现在你明白了圣灵什么怎么样使我们得胜呢？不是说圣灵显了个神迹你得胜，是圣灵加力量给我们，要我们。所以你注意看到吗？要听从，要这个随从，要体贴，要致死，是谁要做呢？都是我们做。所以是圣灵感动我们，催逼我们，要我们去做。
And so we now have a better understanding of this process of sanctification. It is not a one-time miracle. It is a process that is empowered by the Spirit, such that we now have the ability to put to death the sins of our flesh and overcome them.
如果你是这样做的话，你必要活。
And if you do this, the Bible says you will live.
所以你看到吗？这个就是圣灵。其实罗马书是一个非常是罗马书啊第。第八章是整本罗马书最精华的地方，就在这边。当然，下面还有讲到将来的荣耀跟神的爱，是非常重要的信息，就在这个罗马书第八章里面。
And in the entire book of Romans, this chapter 8 is a precious chapter, and because it has all these important things that it teaches us about the Holy Spirit.
所以，我们弟兄姐妹，我们要学习神拯救我们是要我们脱离罪恶。
Brothers and sisters, we need to understand that God saved us that we might turn away from sin.
所以在成圣道路当中不要灰心，我们要继续的努力。
And so along this path of sanctification, do not be discouraged, but we need to continue to press on.
在结束的时候我给你一句话，圣经里面说我们以罪征战还没有到流血的地步。
Let me end on this note. The Bible says that we, in our struggle with sin, we have not reached the point of death.
所以我们必须要努力，我们而且要彼此劝诫，彼此鼓励，我们一起学习成圣的道路，这个就是教会的工作。
And therefore, we need to be encouraging one another to continue to live this life, to continue down this path of sanctification.
所以我盼望大家在这一堂信息里面明白什么叫做成圣的道路。
And so I hope this session has given you a better understanding of what this path of sanctification is all about.
让我们做一个结束的祷告。
Let us close in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the salvation we have, Lord, for those of us who have been called to live according to your will. Father, we thank you that we now have the Spirit in our lives that is leading us to live a life that is worthy of your calling, that is worthy of being called a child of God. And Father, though we wake up every morning and we continue to fail and falter, we know that, Lord, The general trend of our lives is towards Christ-likeness, not because we are able, but because the Holy Spirit is making us able. We pray that, Lord, you would help us to deal with these disappointments of sin in our lives, and work doubly hard, Lord, at thinking on things of the Spirit, at living according to the Spirit, Lord, that we might become more like you and your Son Jesus. We pray, Father, that you would help us as a body of Christ to encourage one another to live for you, to live more like Christ, and may the world look upon us and see that we are different and that we are Christians. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.